Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Anubha Rohatgi with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu calls for collective efforts and equal participation of women and men for achieving the goal of developed India by 2047. Campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections reaches its peak with top leaders of NDA and Mahagathbandhan addressing multiple rallies in the state. ISRO to launch country's heaviest communication satellite CMS-03 this evening. Pan-India celebrations of month-long Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan to begin today. In ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India to face South Africa in the summit clash in Navi Mumbai this afternoon. And in men's cricket, third T20 international between India and Australia underway at Hobart in Australia. With just 2 days left, campaigning for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has reached its peak. Star campaigners from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan are addressing public rallies across the state. Addressing a public rally in Ara in Bhojpur district, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the NDA's election manifesto represents a sincere effort for the development of Bihar. In contrast, he described the Mahagathbandhan's manifesto as a document full of falsehoods. Mr. Modi stated that the NDA's resolution document focuses on education, healthcare, employment and irrigation. The Prime Minister further said that under the Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana, more than 1 crore 30 lakh beneficiaries have received financial assistance of 10,000 rupees each.
Bihar desh ke un rajyon mein se hai jahan sabse adhik yuva abadi hai. Isliye NDA ka bahut zor Bihar mein shiksha aur kaushal par hai. ये हमारे संकल्प पत्र से भी स्पष्ट होता है हमारा संकल्प है कि बिहार का युवा बिहार में ही काम करेगा बिहार का नाम करेगा.
And now a report from our correspondent.
Janata Dal United National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, addressing an election rally in Tarapur in Munger district, said that the Rashtriya Janata Dal can never ensure the development of Bihar because it believes in dynastic politics. He alleged that the Mahagathbandhan's election manifesto is merely a ploy to mislead the people of Bihar. Congress leader and former Deputy Chief Minister of Rajasthan, Sachin Pilot, said in Patna that Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has ruled Bihar for 20 years. And the NDA is entirely responsible for the state's poor economic condition and backwardness. Pilot asserted that the Mahagathbandhan is fully committed to implement its election manifesto in letter and spirit. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Congress MP Rahul Gandhi has said that if the Mahagathbandhan comes to power in Bihar, it will provide best education.
Mahagathbandhan will come to power in Bihar and we will provide the best education to you. I give the personal guarantee to you that the day the India Alliance comes to power in the center, we will open a university as good as Nalanda University. We will open such a university where students from across the world will come and take admission.
President Draupadi Murmu has strongly emphasized the nation's commitment to become a developed country. She said today that achieving this goal by the year 2047 will require equal participation of both women and men. Addressing the second convocation ceremony of Patanjali University in Haridwar, the president said that collective effort is essential to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. Highlighting the importance of women's education, Mrs. Murmu said that educated daughters will enhance the pride of the nation.
शिक्षित बेटियां अपनी आंतरिक शक्ति और प्रतिभा से भारत माता का गौरव बढ़ाए आज समय आ गया है देश को आगे बढ़ने के लिए क्योंकि यहां 140 करोड़ जनसंख्या भारत में है उनमें से 50% महिलाएं जो हम सपने देख रहे हैं 2047 तक भारत को विकसित भारत बनाएंगे तो बेटियां और भाई सभी का सहयोग चाहिए.
Later today, the president will reach Dehradun, where she will inaugurate a foot overbridge on Rajpur Road and interact with participants of the International Literature, Culture and Art Festival at Rashtrapati Niketan. The president is on a three-day visit to Uttarakhand from today. ISRO will launch India's heaviest communication satellite CMS-03 or GSAT-7R this evening from Sriharikota. The mission aims to enhance naval communication and boost digital connectivity across remote regions. A report.
ISRO will launch the country's heaviest communication satellite CMS-3 at 5:26 p.m. today. The launch will take place from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. CMS-3, also called GSAT-7R, will lift off aboard the launch vehicle Mark LVM-3. It is the fifth operational flight of India's most powerful rocket. The satellite is a multi-band military communication system. It carries transponder for voice, data and video links. It will operate in C, extended C and KU bands. CMS-3 will provide coverage over a wide oceanic range and the Indian land. It will improve communication for the Indian Navy. It will also enhance digital access in remote areas. The LVM-3, which earlier launched Chandrayaan-3, will once again showcase the India's strength in space technology and communication advancement. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The 67th edition of Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan will begin today with concerts at Delhi, Mumbai and Chennai. Classical music performances will be held in 24 cities across the country during the month-long event. It is being organized by Prasar Bharati in collaboration with the Culture Ministry. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry said since its inception in 1954, the Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan has stood as one of India's most enduring and respected cultural traditions. It was conceived to bring the finest streams of Hindustani, Carnatic and light and folk music to audiences across the country. The 2025 edition will feature two concerts at each venue, one dedicated to Indian classical music and the other to light and folk music. Panaji and Shillong will exclusively host Western classical presentations reflecting India's regional musical diversity. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Andhra Pradesh. A report.
The next generation GST reforms are providing significant relief across various sectors in Andhra Pradesh. Under the new tax structure, GST rate on fish oils, extracts, preserved product, fishing gear and diesel engines has been reduced to 5%. This decision is easing the tax burden on small processors and boosting the coastal economy. In GST 2.0, the government has also reduced GST on niche products such as Araku coffee, leather puppetry and stone carvings. After the next generation GST reforms, these items now attract only 5% GST from the previous 12%. This will enhance domestic livelihoods and promote exports of the state. The government has also decided the GST on three-wheelers. The government has also reduced the GST on three-wheelers, small cars and motorcycles with engine capacities up to 350cc. These items have been brought down to 18%, making automobiles more affordable for consumers and stimulating the export of auto parts. These changes are lowering cost, boosting demand and strengthening export potential of the state while easing the burden on households. With Drishti, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in Andaman and Nicobar Islands for today. The weather agency has predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds in parts of Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh for today. Similar weather conditions are also likely to prevail over Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 4 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR is in the very poor category today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 384 at 1 p.m. The subcommittee of the Commission for Air Quality Management has already imposed Graded Response Action Plan GRAP 2 restrictions in the National Capital Region. An air quality index between 0 and 50 is considered good, 51 and 100 satisfactory, 101 and 200 moderate, 201 and 300 poor, and 301 to 400 very poor. An AQI between 401 and 450 is considered severe. Now on to some international news. Canada has condemned a protest outside the Indian consulate in Toronto, where demonstrators displayed an image of two men shooting at photos of Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand and former Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. Officials called it a threat to democracy and demanded accountability. The protest, reportedly organized by Sikh extremist groups linked to the Khalistani movement, featured Khalistani flags, mock executions and imagery referencing Mrs. Gandhi's assassination. Some activists accused Anand of siding with India following her visit there in October to strengthen bilateral ties under Canada's Indo-Pacific strategy. Canada's International Development Minister Randeep S. Sarai said such acts undermine democracy and have no place in Canada. Record-breaking rains and flash floods in central Vietnam have killed at least 35 people, left 5 missing and injured 60. Officials said that more than 16,500 homes have remained submerged and over 100,000 were flooded at the peak, while 42,000 livestock were lost and 5,300 hectares of crops destroyed. Hue, Da Nang, Lam Dong and Quang Tri provinces were the hardest hit, with waist-deep flooding reported in Hoi An's ancient town. Power has been restored to most areas, though 75,000 households still remain without electricity. The region is prone to heavy rain, especially from September to November, when tropical storms and monsoon flows converge, increasing risks of floods and landslides. Repatriation of Afghan refugees has resumed at both Torkham and Chaman, with about 10,700 people crossing into Afghanistan. So far, around 1.56 million Afghans have returned under Pakistan's repatriation initiative. The Torkham border crossing between Afghanistan and Pakistan reopened yesterday after nearly 2 weeks of closure following deadly border clashes. The move came as the ceasefire between the two countries, formalized in Doha on October 19, continues to hold. Back home, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian contingent on winning 48 medals at the Asian Youth Games 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the country's young athletes have scripted history at the Games with their best ever performance. The Prime Minister said that passion, determination and hard work of these athletes are clearly visible. He also wished them for their future endeavours. The Asian Youth Games 2025 concluded this Friday in Bahrain. The third T20 of the five-match series between India and Australia started at the Bellerive Oval in Hobart, Australia today. India won the toss and opted to bowl first. Australia were 36 for 2 in 5.2 overs against India when reports last came in. All eyes will be on captain Surya Kumar Yadav, who showed promise in the first match but scored only one run in the second. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face South Africa in the summit clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. The match will begin at 3 p.m. India stormed into the final, defeating Australia by 5 wickets in a thrilling semi-final match on Thursday. In tennis, former world number one Jannik Sinner has advanced to his maiden final at the Paris Masters. Sinner surged past Germany's Alexander Zverev 6-love 6-1 in the men's singles semi-final clash at Paris La Défense Arena, France, yesterday. Sinner will now face Canadian Félix Auger-Aliassime in the summit clash today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu calls for collective efforts and equal participation of women and men for achieving the goal of developed India by 2047. Campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections reaches its peak, with top leaders of NDA and Mahagathbandhan addressing multiple rallies in the state. ISRO to launch country's heaviest communication satellite, CMS-03, this evening. Pan-India celebrations of month-long Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan to begin today. In ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India to face South Africa in the summit clash in Navi Mumbai this afternoon. And in men's cricket, third T20 international between India and Australia underway at Hobart in Australia. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And with that, we end the midday news.